I'm talking to Coach John Bishop of the Fayette boys team. Coach, you got the win tonight against Marceline, 69-52, 17-point lead. Was the lead that big during the game? Explain the game to me. A quick summary.
Well, we kept our lead in the first half. We had a big first quarter. We kept our lead in the first half. We were up 36-25 at halftime, and we just kind of spread it out. We were able to beat them 33-27 in the second half, and so it was a 20-point game at one point. We started shooting the ball pretty well, to be truthful. Obviously, Kale and Kyle kind of drive that. They do a really good job from being the outside. We've also got some guys like Cody Hill-Zedick that can drain that. Tyler Bartholomew, really, we just shoot the ball. We do a pretty good job shooting the ball. We probably could even do it a little bit more, but we kind of opened that rhythm up tonight. We made 7 threes to their three. We kind of held them off. Just this scrappy, athletic Marceline team that just gets after it and really physical. And I thought we were able to battle that pretty well tonight. Sometimes we haven't done that well against the physical team this season, but tonight we did, and I was real proud of these guys for stepping up. We got in a little bit of foul trouble, but we kind of paced ourselves a little bit better in the second half and just found our rhythm and slowed down a little bit offensively, found the right looks, moved the ball, and so once we did that, we were able to knock down some of those shots, and I was really proud of that. So that's really the tale of the tape. Just once these guys, if Schleter and Polson are in their 20s, scoring-wise, we're going to have a good night, truthfully. That's just kind of where we roll.
I was just going to bring up the scoring with Polson 23, Schleter 22. Not many high school teams get multiple scores in the 20s every night. Is that something that they're pretty used to, that you can count on them to get 20 a game? Where are they in confidence level this late in the season?
Well, their confidence level is always high. I coach a bunch of guys that know they can play well. We struggle with intensity sometimes, the defensive intensity, and so that's kind of what, you can't get in a habit of trying to just outscore the team. You've got to actually play the defense to stop them. But if Kale is averaging about 14 a game, Kyle's at about 19-20. Honestly, most of this year they've kind of flip flopped. If Kale had a 20-point game, Kyle kind of chipped in 12 or 13, maybe 14. And then vice versa throughout the year. So it's just nice to see them getting out and getting together and making shots like that. Kale attacked the basket tonight really well, and only shot two free throws, but he went 2 for 2. But he inside the 3-point line, he was able to make 6 2-pointers. And so I think that's kind of a cool thing too, to see him be able to finish like that at the rim. But it's a balance. I mean, we had some other guys score some good points. Grant Himmelman and Cody Hill-Zedick were big off the bench tonight for us and combined for 11 points. And I thought that was a nice test. And we were able to have pink out tonight, which was really cool. We've done that every year. And this year we honored Sarah Henderson, who's the mother of Zach and Josh Henderson, two of our starters, our twin starters. And so we were able to raise a little money for Ellis Fischel Cancer Center in Columbia and the Henderson family, and so that was really great. I don't know the final totals or anything. We've got to check all our silent auction stuff, but it was just a nice night to have and a nice night to get a win and focus on that tonight.
All righty, Coach. Well, you got a brutal stretch next week. You got 4 or 5 games due to all the rescheduling, so wish you luck, and district right around the corner. Thanks for calling tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.